Hello,
this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
A public what?
Opinion poll. It's on
for
gun
what?
Safety.
Oh,
gun
I see.
Safety. Would you like to participate?
Oh, I don't know. What do you got going on as far as what is, what kind of gun safety are you looking for?
No, actually it's about laws, whether you approve or disapprove of the laws that try to prohibit the use of a gun in a specific way.
Oh, yeah, I don't approve of a lot of the laws that they're trying to do right now with the guns.
Okay.
They're taking our Second Amendment away.
Okay. Well, your opinion is very important. Are you at least 18 and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
No, what was that?
Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
Oh, yeah, you should be storing them and locking them up.
Thank you.
So the kids or something can't get to them.
Okay, thank you, sir. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, trigger lock, store in a container that is not see-through, and store in a place where a person is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearm be securely stored?
I'm for storing them in safes, but in some cases, yeah, it's maybe required for some other way, but I store all mine in my safe, so, yeah.
Would you support, oppose, or are undecided?
Kinda undecided on that. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I feel like you should, yeah.
No, definitely, you have the right to give, we respect that. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
Well, not really, because I mean, back in the day, we didn't have to do this. Now we got all these lunatics around, so what are you supposed to do? Too many lunatics with guns.
Exactly. And that's the reason why, you know, we are doing this research, because we want to know the public opinion. So would you say that you support, oppose, or are undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm amongst youth?
Undecided, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Well, I mean, I guess if they're getting stolen, why not lock them up? But, I mean, I don't know.
Undecided to or support, oppose?
Undecided, I guess.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Do you support, oppose, undecided?
I don't know. Now, what was that question again?
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
I'd agree. I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Support?
It's too much,
What about if it was a locked container or case?
Well, I don't know. I lock mine in my safe because of my kids. Because my kids are too young to be around guns yet. And I'm teaching them safety of guns. But it's, you know, you have too many lunatics out there anymore. So my deal is I don't know necessarily. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have these lunatics. I mean, you had them, but not like they are now. So.
Not as much. Not as many as today. Okay.
Yeah, you have too many people that don't read the Bible. They don't go to church. They don't know. They don't follow God and this and that. And and they just do as they please. And then as soon as something makes them mad, they just want to do whatever they want instead of, it's ridiculous. So
I guess the question is basically asking you if you're okay with keeping guns in a locked safe, in a locked container or case. Do you support that?
I would support it. I mean, they make safes for guns, so why not?
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
I don't know.
Undecided.
Undecided, because mine takes a key and a...
What about a combination lock?
Yeah, whichever. I mean, they make them both ways, so it doesn't really matter.
Do you support that?
I support it both ways, I guess. I don't know, keys and combination, because that's the way they make them. I don't know. I don't know a safe that you don't lock. I don't know a safe that you can't, that you buy that you don't lock. I mean, usually it's a key or a combination, so.
Maybe those questions are because of the next, which means a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Do you support that?
I guess,
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's, next. I don't know.
It's ways to keep them safe.
Who do you work for? What is this? What is this? How come you guys calling and...
The name of the company is Opinion Research. It's a private company. And we're just trying to get the opinions of the public on gun safety. That's all it is. Knowing that there's laws that are going to be being applied soon. So that's the reason why we're asking.
I see. So they're wanting to apply these what you're asking me.
Based on your opinion, they're going to decide whether to apply them or not based on the public opinion.
I see.
Okay, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Well,
if it's in a safe box,
if it's in a safe box, and your kids can't get to it, I'm fine with it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with the cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or it is not secure?
Well, if a minor can't get to it, it's secure.
Thank you very much. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be in store securely?
Well, if it's in illegal hands,
okay.
So
do you? Go ahead.
That I don't understand the question. I guess I'm not sure if it's in illegal hands. I guess I don't know. Are you talking about in illegal hands, or are you talking about what are you talking about as far as
if it's not in the possession of the legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
That's a weird question, because why would an illegal person, if he's got a gun, he wouldn't friggin' store it?
Exactly. Okay. So basically what you're saying is you support that or are undecided.
I'm undecided because in a sense, anybody that abides by the rules.
Yeah.
Is going to use their guns in a way that they're supposed to be used. Anybody that has a gun illegally, those are the people that are doing the shooting.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose or are undecided?
Okay, what? How many different ways are they asking us to store these things?
It's the same question, basically different scenarios. What this question
I don't think a police officer has any right to come into my house and look at and about my guns unless they have suspicion of me shooting somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. So you will say you oppose that?
I don't think a police officer has a right to come check out my guns if they're locked up or not.
Thank you very much. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Say that question again.
Would you support or oppose a law that allowed an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
That's quite a long question.
Yeah, basically what it's saying is, will you agree that someone has the right to be defended if by some reason a minor got a hold of their gun and they fired that gun, but the owner of the gun was making sure that the gun was in a safe place. So he was out of his control when the minor got it.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't get charged.
Okay.
The owner shouldn't.
Okay, so you support. Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support, oppose, undecided?
Okay, that the way I understand is, so they're trying, like, if I take my son out back to just shoot targets,
exactly,
I couldn't do that?
No. No, you cannot.
I oppose
only
that.
When,
that's bullcrap.
Only when hunting. Only when hunting.
That's bullcrap. No,
okay,
I oppose.
So you oppose. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Do you support, oppose, undecided?
So there, now what does that mean as far as what are you saying?
That means that if you and your son get caught firing a weapon, the prosecutors have the right to make that information available to the public.
No, I oppose of it.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
35 through 49.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. That will be the end of our survey. I thank you so much for your opinions.
Yep.
Okay, you have a good one.
Yep, bye.